Schools open strong, Padres win tight one, and the enrollment numbers deserve scrutiny. San Diego Unified's 2026-27 school year is officially underway, with roughly 100,000 students returning across 175 schools on Monday. The district reported 3,033 new student enrollments over the summer, 1,950 in July, and 1,083 in June, more than double its summer recruitment target of 1,309 students. Superintendent Fabi Bagula's stated priorities for the year are wellness, literacy, math, and college and career readiness. A sweeping technology policy change also took effect Monday. District-issued Chromebooks now block YouTube by default, requiring a teacher to actively enable it for specific instructional purposes. Non-instructional gaming is blocked, and computer carts have been removed from transitional kindergarten classrooms. Carve-outs exist for students with IEPs, Section 504 plans, and English learner accommodations. On the field, the Padres beat Milwaukee 3-2 on Monday, moving to 63-57. San Diego hosts the Brewers again at Petco Park tonight at 6:40 p.m. in a matchup with notable asymmetry. Milwaukee entered at 74-44. Listed starters are Logan Henderson for Milwaukee and Casey Mize, a trade deadline acquisition, for San Diego, making tonight another early data point in evaluating whether the deadline additions change the team's trajectory. Tonight is also Filipino Heritage Night at Petco Park. The official Padres app is the recommended source for confirmed start time. For UCSD fans, Triton Men's Soccer hosts Arizona Western at Triton Soccer Stadium at 7 p.m., with tickets priced at $5. The enrollment surge, however, warrants measured reading. The district has been in sustained decline, down roughly 33,000 students over 8 years, with a year-over-year drop of 1,309 students in the most recent comparison period. The 3,033 figure represents gross new enrollments, not net enrollment change. The critical unknown is how many students were simultaneously exiting the district over the same period. A district can execute an aggressive recruitment campaign and still post a net decline if attrition outpaces new enrollment. A second assumption worth examining is durability. Summer recruitment numbers can reflect a well-run outreach campaign more than a structural shift in family decision-making. Even if the gross number holds, geographic distribution matters. If new enrollees cluster at already well-resourced schools, the roughly half of district campuses operating below 70% capacity face continued fiscal and programmatic pressure, regardless of the aggregate recruitment figure. The Chromebook policy's consistency across schools with wildly varying tech infrastructure is a related implementation question. A policy that functions smoothly at a well-resourced campus may create logistical friction at a Title I school where teachers are managing more competing demands. A task force assessment is expected in January. The clearest signal on whether the enrollment trend is genuinely reversing will come in approximately 2 months when the California Department of Education's official Census Day enrollment count is released. If the net enrolled student count shows a year-over-year increase for the first time in years, that is meaningful evidence. If the Census Day figure is flat or declining despite the summer's 3,033 new recruitments, it would indicate that attrition rates have not changed, even as gross recruitment has improved, and would force a harder reckoning with whether structural forces like housing costs, declining birth rates, and charter school competition are stronger than any outreach effort.